Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to my season 4 premiere episode. It's your girl, Margaret, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you're always missing some shit. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. All right, guys. First of all, thank you guys so much for tapping into my Clear the Air episode. Baby, y'all in the voice notes is a fucking mess, okay? And I just want to get on here really fast, okay, and just say, I love the fact that y'all tap in. I love the fact that y'all are vocal, but some of y'all need to get out y'all bag, okay? Some of y'all really need to dive deep and get the fuck out that kind of bag. I'm responding through some of the stuff, and I guess I might have rubbed some people the wrong way who are prior clients, prior, you know, people that would join the lives, and it's like, get over it. Just let it go, Elsa. So that's my little message I have for y'all. But y'all not here for that. Y'all are here for this premiere episode, okay? Just to break down the mini-series a little bit further. This mini-series, which is called Six Flags Great Adventures, is a 6-part series. And again, it's true life events of what I've been through in this dating scene, in relationships. And I felt it was necessary to do this because some of us have an audacity about us that we love to paint these motherfucking red flags, blue, yellow, orange, green. Okay, bitch. And I'm sick and tired of being that girl too. I've been that girl. And sometimes we'll sit here and color these red flags for the sake of compassion, patience, love, hope. And it's only until you get to the end of the park, bitch, and you ain't win no teddy bears, and you realize you bought the wristband and you ain't even ride enough rides, where you're like, bitch, this was a waste of my time and money. Okay? And I just wanted to create this mini series to inspire the girls, or even the guys, I guess, whatever, to recognize that you ain't alone and ain't nothing all that wrong with painting these red flags other colors. Just understand the price you have to pay. You know what I mean? So with that being said, right, today is just going to be a little bit of a story time, some gems. You already know the vibe. So before we get into today's episode, per the usual, these are my thoughts and sentiments and my fucking truths. So if you don't fuck with it or me, you already know the vibes, okay? Let me tell you something. Let's just take a look at today's title of the episode, okay? The title of today's episode is, he said he was a private chef, but really sold plates on a city bike.
Really, nigga?
Let me just break down the logistics behind this for those of y'all in the back that never seen a city bike. A city bike is in New York City, probably in Los Angeles, probably in Seattle. I don't fucking know, but I've seen them in New York. It's those bikes that you rent to go across the city. Is those who Uber. And no, I'm not talking about my nigga was an Uber Eats driver or bike rider. However, people do rent the bikes. I personally would rent the bikes for leisure, but some folks rent the bike for work. Okay? And I just want to dive into it. Dating is so fucking difficult, okay? And you would think with modern technology, social media, Catfish is on season 100, that, bitch, we would get it right. And unfortunately, that's not the case. So as I am diving into the dating world, right, you know, these dating apps and online atmospheres, they do allow people to fabricate, embellish, create these titles, to appear that there's something they're not. I mean, and when we flip it, we already know social media already has that vibe. I mean, how many times have you seen somebody on social media, you know what I mean, just cap it, you know what I mean? They only want to show one section or sector of their fucking space and God knows what the rest looks like, right? Or they want to be laid up in the beach and this and that and they fucking live in a 1-bedroom, 2x4. I don't fucking know. Just saying. So with that said, it's like, these dating apps are just like Instagram, just like Twitter, just like Clubhouse. They allow people to embellish who they are. So let's rewind back to the boy. So match with a boy on a dating app. All the vibes was there because the boy was from Harlem. And it was like, you gotta understand. So let me emphasize this. Because I feel like all New Yorkers that have moved out of state understand this. When you connect with somebody from your city, your state, instantly you feel like, yes. And only I feel like this is like a New York energy because, like, no shade, I'm not from Florida or LA, but it's like this hyped energy, like, I don't gotta break down the lingo. More importantly, this motherfucker's not gonna get hype off of my accent. Cause let me tell you something, niggas be treating me like I'm a motherfucking extinct dinosaur because of the way I talk, the way I look, and it's annoying. So with that being fucking said, it's like you connect with somebody and you get hype because you're like, yep, this nigga from my area, this nigga gonna know my body, because at the end of the day, like, I'm not gonna have to break it all the way down, I hope. So that was the case in point, and connected with the person. Instantly, we exchanged numbers. We was on the phone, and we was dead ass just jonesing, okay? And I'm old, so fuck y'all if y'all don't like the word jonesing. But I was on the phone motherfucking jonesing, and every day was like jonesing on the phone, talking, getting to know the boy. And when I had saw his profile, he had nothing to show that he was a private chef or even another title he had, which we're gonna save for episode 2, bitch. And so instantly I was like, okay, whatever. So when we got to talking, he tells me his situation, he lets me know the vibes, he let me know what his primary title was, and then he broke down, you know, what he really does, but what he's aspiring to do, which was to cook, kind of open up his own spot, but then eventually like have people run it. And so he did send me his IG. And when he did, girl, the Instagram probably didn't even have over 200 followers. The content wasn't given, I want to eat here, respectfully. And because a lot of it, I guess, was from when he was running around selling his food, you know, back when he was in New York, because he had just moved out here, so he was fairly new. So, you know, I started to inquire a bit more, like, hey, so, you know, what's up with this cooking thing? So there'd be times we'd be on FaceTime, whatever, and he'd be like, I'm cooking, he'll show me his stuff. I'm like, okay, that's cute, like, whatever, you know. And then I would even be like, oh, you should do this, you need to get this kind of plating, because the struggle plating was real. And I'm talking about, because I'm real bougie when it comes to like home decor and kitchen. Like, I love cooking, I love my kitchen, I remodel my kitchen, I love it, okay? I am the girl in home goods, then on, like, I will drop money on some dining ware, okay? Just saying. So, you know, considering his situation and where he works and how he was being and living, you know, the plating needed some work. And then he had this thing where all he would mainly cook was pasta. And I would say, oh, so it's like a pasta bar you're trying to do. No, but all you cook is pasta, you know? So it was a little confusing. But as time went on, you know, I developed to really like and care about this person just for, like, you know, their personality, the energy, the vibe. So I personally was just like, all right, I get it. We all have a side hustle that, you know, we want to turn into, I guess, a business or a dream. Because I can't even call it a dream because he was like, nah, I don't want to do this forever. So, I mean, I can't even attest to that. But a business. And I've been there before. I've been there where we got boots on the ground and it's coming up and we're planning da 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 da. However, I personally wouldn't have ran with the title he was running with. Just saying. Now, he of course though would embellish this whole private chef thing Because he was like, well, I worked in restaurants for this many years, and my father does catering, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So he made it seem like he had all his background, but yet the main job he was doing was not even tied to that. And he wasn't even producing any plates. And sidebar, he has never cooked for me. Okay? And we told my months updating. Homeboy ain't never cooked for me. So with that being said, we started talking more about his profession. And he eventually revealed to me, and I'm not going to hold y'all, this probably should have been the thing that made me like, said, all right, come on, girl. This boy may be capping, and it may not go where he thinks or he says it's going to go. Because, you know, I asked him, I was like, hey, so how long have you been this private chef, like cooking for yourself, selling food? So he was like, oh, I started probably like, you know, mid-pandemic. And I was like, oh, okay. And I think he said he officially launched right before he had moved out here. So he had moved out like over the summer. So probably about 2 months before he moved out here. I was like, oh, so this is new. And so I was like, well, how are you selling your plates? He was like, well, I was getting food stamps and I was running them up and down Harlem. And I'm like, what? Like, here's the thing. And I don't give a fuck if I sound judgmental, but food stamps, like we was really out here using our food stamps to make food, to sell it back, rather than just selling your food stamps to get some money. Let me stop. I'm just joking. But like real life, like it was just, you know what it is? And I'm gonna be real, and I don't care who feels the way, and I'm not trying to be judgmental, but fuck it. Like, I get it. We come from a space where that mentality, especially in New York or just in the hood, like where it's like, oh, we gotta play the system. We gotta play, you know, against a bunch of shit and resources, right? To, I guess, have our come up, have our way to better ourselves. But I can't respect the man that does that. I just can't. And it's because it's like, go out there and really get yours. Go out there and really build something with integrity. And when he had shared that and he just said it like it was nothing, I was just like, you're not embarrassed? Like, you got no shame in your game? Like, is that really the life you was living? I didn't even know niggas was out here doing that. So that shit like blew my mind. And I'm not gonna hold you. Like, as the connection progressed, right? I was just like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna kind of put that on the shelf a little bit. We're gonna table that. But that's a bit of a red flag. And that was like problematic. I found myself down the line constantly trying to say, okay, well, hey, if you're gonna do a business, let me kind of show you the ropes of how to build that the right way. And you know, my thing is when I'm in a connection with somebody, if I have resources, gems, okay, and girl, we ain't talking money because we don't do the money part no more in life, okay? We grew up. So if I have resources such as gems, AKA knowledge, why would I not help the man that I'm with? You know, and that's kind of what it was. So that kicked in an instant, was like, all right, this person probably didn't have people around him that legitimately ran businesses, didn't legitimately teach him better. So I'm in this connection and I have these feelings, and there's other things, aka pros, that right now could outweigh con, aka red flag. I'm gonna go ahead and just shelf that and help the boy out. And that's kind of what I found myself doing. But as time went on, he was so stuck and stubborn in his own ways of how he wanted to do stuff that he wasn't open-minded to the idea of getting help. And I guess we could add that to another little baby red flag, sidebar of it. But it was to the point where he was like, I'm so certain, I'm so this to what I want to do that I don't give a fuck what advice whoever has the knowledge, the tools, the gems is given, because I'm going to do what I want to do. And I'm not going to hold you. Like, while I love a man that is certain about what he wants, I hate a man that is ignorant to building what he wants. I felt like he just had ignorance when it came to building himself and a business, because he was unwilling to accept the fact that, one, his way and mechanism was not aiding him in his growth. It was not building the business because, bitch, when he came out here, there was no business. There was no means to run around and do the plates. I don't know if he could find a bike, but with that being said, it's like when you deal with a person that's so stuck in their ways and so oblivious, you know, eventually in a connection, you're going to be just like, you know what, fuck it. That's your dream. Fuck it. Fuck you. Because it's stupid at this point, having a conversation with a person that just thinks they're right and their way is right when you don't even have proof. You don't have the numbers. You don't have the following. You don't even have the aesthetic. You don't even have, my personal opinion, the real life practice, you know? And his thing was like working at, think of restaurants like Olive Garden. Like, that's not top tier chef. Goodbye. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, yeah, no. It just didn't work. So the food stamp thing and his unwillingness to be receptive to just feedback and application of feedback just was a frustrating thing. Which leads me to the breakdown of this red flag, right? I think in dating, it is so fucking problematic when people, and I'm gonna generalize this, when people cap about their fucking career, cap about their fucking dreams. And I don't mean this to disrespect people, but I mean this because, you know, I'm gonna tell it like it is. You are top tier cornball. Niggas is out here in their 30s, 40s lying. For what? Y'all be out here, and this is even on a different realm outside of the private chef. Like, that's a fucking reach. Okay? However, we're talking, there's people out here that want to call themselves executive producers. You know what I mean? Like, artists. And y'all just be doing the fucking most. And then all while y'all niggas is out here working at Target. All while your ass is out here packing bags at Walmart. What? Like, it is not making sense. And don't get even twisted. All while some of y'all still collecting unemployment. What? Make it make sense. So outside of it being real fucking corny to do that, when you're building and dating and courting a relationship with a person, right? Especially a person of my caliber, okay? Now, some girls are gonna understand this caliber and some bitches won't. And the bitches that don't, this is not for you, bitch. For the bitches that do, us boss ass women, I'm talking about the ones that are out here building legitimately, the ones that are handling their fucking business, that got they shit together, us girls, okay? Even those girls that have multiple hustles, multiple side businesses, or just one business, or just even the girls with the 401k, or even the girls with the 9-to-5, whatever you do it, and you handling it, those girls. Women who are established, absolutely the fuck not, want to deal with a man who is lying about his status quo, aka his fucking career. No, nobody wants to deal with that because it's an inconvenience, it's misleading, and down the line when it's time to have that conversation about building foundations and building houses and credit scores, okay? Nobody wants to deal with a nigga that can only have a Chime bank account. No, we don't. And it's crazy how men can even fabricate on a dating website, right? On what they do for a living or what type of business they got. But when the numbers come to crunching, bitch, they crunchy. The math don't be mathing, okay? And I'm speaking from a growth standpoint. And I get it. I've had this conversation so many times on my podcast. Is money a factor into relationships? Sure, for some. I'm a little different. I can deal with a man who is actively working with integrity and is doing everything in his power to grow himself, right? I can tolerate whatever tax bracket he's in because And I hate to go into this conversation because the girls is going to get ruffled. But I personally am a person that can stand on her own two feet and wine and dine herself. So I don't have expectations of a man to do it. Is it nice? Cool. Yes. It's very nice. However, it's not this expectation. And I don't have a laundry list of things that I would expect a man to provide for me, because I don't need a nigga to provide shit. Just saying. So I'm a little different. I can't tolerate a man with a bogus ass dream. Like, you don't got a plan. You're not executing the plans that you're trying to lay out here. And I don't see your vision because, bitch, you haven't even painted the picture. And it's corny to me. And I think it's disturbing in this generation of dating, because I can't speak to everybody's intentions, right? But for at least the people I have conversations with, and I even feel like in human nature, right? The ultimate goal is to meet your better half to build, you know? And if you decide to kick off a connection with a lie of what you do for a living, it's a snowball effect that eventually will really showcase, you know what I mean? And give some insight to a person of like, yo, this is what the future may look like, you know? And I want to be very clear, because I know I have men that listen to my podcast. Like, I'm not speaking to the men who really are out here grinding, doing what they need to do. I'm talking about, if you got a nigga out here that's just been doing this shit for 10 plus years, like music, a nigga that's been out here fucking in the studio 25/8, you understand what I mean? Like, that kind of energy. I'm not speaking to them niggas. Them niggas get up every fucking morning, right? And they get to it. These niggas sit here and get a bunch of no's, and they keep going for the yes. Them niggas is the niggas I respect. Now, these other niggas that be sitting here in La La Land, or they wake up one morning and say, you know what? Let me use some food stamps and start selling plates. Them niggas is a joke. Them niggas is a clown to me, because at the end of the day, like, you was just out here trying to finesse it and get to the bag for a little bit to make do whatever bill you had going on, to make do with whatever shit you had to buy. That's what you was doing, and that's cool too. But don't make it seem like you a legitimate nigga with a legitimate plan, and you ain't got legitimate facts and stats to back the shit up. And that's the thing. Some niggas be out here really fucking missing it. And they be sitting here fucking misconstruing and confusing the difference between a nigga that's grinding on his hustle versus a nigga that's just trying to come up on a hustle. There's a difference between these two types of niggas. And the niggas that's just trying to come up on a hustle is not a nigga for me, because nigga, there's nothing to build off of that. You done came up. The end. That's why nothing else is hitting. It was a come up. Duh. So that shit just pisses me off. And I feel like when you're out here dating, you need to be real. You need to be authentic. You need to be honest. Transparency. You understand? And more importantly, even if you are trying to now flip this come up to a legitimate grind with a hustle, to a legitimate LLC, be receptive to getting the help. Be receptive to the idea that you're gonna really have to build this shit. That it really isn't gonna get handed to you. It really isn't gonna just happen because Instagram lets you pop for a minute, or because you think if you maybe make the right TikTok, a nigga might see it. No, that's not always gonna be it. And even too, I'm not gonna even hold you like getting into this whole social media shit, because y'all play too much with the numbers game on social media. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't even be buying it. I be seeing niggas with 20, 30,000 followers and you only got 500 likes. I don't even buy that side. And two, even if you make a hit or you get a play on TikTok, who's to say that shit is lasting? And then let me even flip it even more. Let's say you get that play on TikTok for whatever you're doing, right? And that shit gets you numbers. Do you even have the capacity, integrity, energy to even keep the momentum going? Because you haven't even shown that in the early stages during the grind. Even with after the come up, even with the come up you had, you didn't even know how to flip that shit to keep the momentum. So how can a nigga keep the momentum even if he makes it off of TikTok? How? Help me understand it. I'm just speaking from what it looked like. I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, tell me in the voice notes. But I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, It's like that saying, right? It's like, once you receive your blessings, right, pray to God that you have the discipline to maintain it. And that's the thing, a lot of us don't. And I know I'm probably going all the way off topic, it is what it is, but this is good gems, right? And it's like, if you out here doing something, working towards your dream, right? Even if you get that hit for a second, right? Even if you get that momentum, you gotta pray for the discipline to maintain it. Because without maintenance, it's like a car. The shit's gonna go down to the ground, bitch, right? You don't get your oil changed, you don't get the maintenance done. It's the same fucking concept. And it's like, I feel like we just live in this generation where niggas just wanna come up. Niggas just wanna, you know what I mean, get their play and get it off, and they think that they it or that's it, or they think like some shit's gonna happen miraculously and they're just gonna take off, and that's fucking weird to me. And I don't know, for me in the dating world, there's something so sexy about a man with a grind, a man with that get up every day, go to work, work, work. I love me a nigga like that. I respect me a nigga like that. Not a nigga that just wants to scroll on his phone and don't even make real plans. Not a nigga that can't save up for equipment or things that he needs to get to his dream. I can't fuck with a nigga like that. I just think it's important when we out here dating that we practice transparency when it comes to your career. Because when you don't, I'm telling you, that's where conversations is gonna get going and you're gonna start to realize real quick what kind of fucking person you dealing with. And that ain't it, okay? All right, so let's wrap this shit up and get some advice going. For the people out there who have been a victim to this dating world of people capping on their career, I would vote on having the conversation first. Because I wouldn't call it all the way a deal breaker, just because I know how this generation is with the embellishments. But I would vote on having a more transparent conversation, which is something I didn't do. And what I mean by that is that when homeboy was breaking down everything and I come to find out what he really did and who he really was and the food stamp stuff, I should have pumped the brakes and had a conversation with him and asked him like, yo, real life, what's your real life plan? Like, what are you gonna be doing in the future? And how long are you gonna be doing this for? Because even though we had certain conversations about his certain plans, they just weren't solid. They weren't legitimate to me to even help me visualize, okay, wow, this is gonna be his future, because he wasn't actively taking any steps in between time to do it. Now, the breakup might make him do it, bitch. After him listening to this episode, he might get some battery in his back and do it. And you know what? I'm glad, because I hope I prepared you for the next bitch. But I'm so fucking shady. But with that being said, I should have been more honest. I should have been way more transparent. I should have told him like, yo, I want to see this from you. I want to see some type of movement in this dream, because I didn't swipe right because you were doing something else. I was swiping right because I was like, oh, word, he's a private chef. Ooh, oh, word, he do this. All of that. Oh, word, he do music. Right. And no, bitch. No. It was nothing to what I swiped right for. And that's disappointing. And I think you should be honest with the person you're dealing with. And if it is a deal breaker for you, then you know what to do. Break it off. It wasn't all the way a deal breaker for me, because I was like, okay, homeboy says he got a dream, you know, but he got these other moving parts, whatever. So I try to understand it, because I've been in that space. I'm a human and I know how we have setbacks. I know how when we're rebuilding certain things, I understand priorities. So all of that was understood, but it still was frustrating to not get what was behind door number one, okay? For the people out there that be capping, same thing, just be transparent. I never understood the purpose behind that, especially when there's gonna have to come a time where you're gonna have to show up and stand in what you said. So y'all just need to stop doing that. Now, if you're in the beginning stages, developing stages, whatever they wanna call it, say that. And I'm sorry, y'all can't call yourselves a private chef because you done cooked for your mama and a couple of neighbors. Like, whoa. No, you can't do that. I'm not gonna run around here and call myself a tarot reader if I haven't even fucking read beyond the scope of five folks. No, whoa. It's the same shit. So it's like, you gotta earn your title. You gotta put some respect on your name. integrity on your shit. And yeah, sorry, not sorry. You can't call yourself that. And I don't give a fuck who disagree with this statement. I think it's top tier corny to throw yourself a title without even having to have worked and got the credentials for it. Whoa. I'm not saying the nigga had to go to motherfucking culinary school, but goddamn, can you get a couple of more plates under you? Like, get established. Like, I feel like somebody like that is more in the learning, developing stages. When I first became a reader, I didn't call myself a reader. I just said, hey, I practice tarot. Join my live. Can I practice on you? It wasn't until a year later, after doing all those lives and all these free readings, that I was like, I'm a motherfucking reader. And then I went and even got some credentials to do some of the spiritual aspect of it. And then I turned around by year two and was like, oh yeah, I'm that reader. Cause then we go into price, okay, bitch? And your quality needs to match your price. By year two, going into now year three, I can definitely say that the price I'm charging, I am the quality of. But that was from constant building, constant learning. And I didn't always wait on readings to get the experience. I didn't always wait on going live to get the experience. I went ahead and I bought decks on decks, and I read different types of decks, practiced on every crazy ass deck you can think of, because I wanted to be that well versed. Because I found a passion, and then I wanted to turn this passion to a hustle to then turn it to a business. And that took me 3 years total to get to the business side of it, to fully say, yep, this is what I'm charging. And I even put it on my taxes. Okay? So that's what we gotta aim for before we could throw out a title just because. So transparency is the advice for this episode, okay? So closing notes. Again, I want to just say that this situation, this particular lying about your career red flag, taught me to give these niggas a job application and a background check, okay? This shit taught me how I need to ask 5 to 6 layer fucking questions about a nigga's career, okay, before I get the dick. Because, bitch, no. No, for real though, it's like, use your discernment, ask your questions. That's what I learned, okay? And I can tell you right now, you know, while this wasn't a deal breaker, it definitely was one of the things I factored in part of my decision-making process, okay, on what to do with this connection, all right? So I thank you guys so much for tapping into today's episode. Next episode, I'm gonna be breaking down his living situation and how his real job was a property manager and how that played into his living situation. All right, guys. Well, thank you again for tapping in today, and I'll see you on the next episode.